We had the big story break this morning about ESPN and a former makeup artist who worked with the Countdown crew filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against Chris Berman. They settled out of court, but that news went public today. And so joining us now, we have a deep throat informant. We have digitally altered his voice to protect his or her identity. And this is someone who has worked at ESPN for many, many years, knows what it's like behind the scenes at Bristol, and is willing to share some information with us if we protect his or her identity. Yes. Hello, deep throat informant.
Correction. The lawsuit was against ESPN, not just Chris Berman.
Yes, against ESPN in general. So does that mean that that kind of behavior is going on all over the place up there?
Oh, I wish not to speak of any of this.
Well, please, we've protected you. Okay.
I was a part of the Monday Night Football crew.
Mm-hmm.
John Gruden would come into the booth with his pants way too tight and visually assault us.
Visually assault you?
As he would take his place on his chair, we would have to watch as his ball strained mightily against the seam of his dockers.
Well, I don't know that that's sexual harassment. Yeah.
You didn't see it. It
True.
Looked like the toes of 1,000 camels had been secreted in his pants. Mike Tirico was a guilty one, too.
Oh, was he?
He went off and slapped me on the bottom booty and called me sweetie and honey pants.
Honey pants?
And baby cakes. Mm-hmm. And sugar boobs. And vag haver.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
And tootsie.
Gosh.
Tootsie.
I guess you're female. Are we to understand that?
No, I will not tell you which I am.
Which I am.
Okay.
Tirico also loved to walk around with no clothing between his Chewbacca t-shirt and his Crocs.
That's an odd look.
He would always make me shower with him after every guest segment.
Wow.
Man.
That was 12 showers every day.
Oh.
That's too much.
I would have to soap him up. And he always made me pay special attention to what he called Mackie's naughty taint.
What?
This went on for years.
You put up with it for years.
And his aggressive horny only ended one time when I accidentally called him Brian Gumbel. Chris Carter was horrible, too.
Was he?
Chris Carter, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
What'd he do?
He would walk around with nothing on except his Hall of Fame ring and jacket. He would come into the room in that attire,
mm-hmm,
and say, "Hey, real name of deep throat informant, I want to HOF you right now."
Oh,
good Lord.
Gosh, that's terrible.
He would then caterpillar on the floor to demonstrate his reproductive methodologies. But as the heat turned up and as word spread, he was so worried about people finding out about our involvement,
mm-hmm,
that he started making his fall guy have sex with me instead.
That's interesting. Not sure what he's getting out of that.
Then there were the various shoulder rubs and bottom cuppings from people like Sean Salisbury.
That must have been a while back.
Bob Lee once pulled a gun on me and ordered me to tell him he was attractive.
Mild-mannered Bob Lee did
that? I don't
that?
Believe that.
But Skip Bayless was the worst.
At sexual harassment?
No, at performing on air. Different subject. Back to sexual harassment.
Yes.
I had many and the most run-ins with the so-called Chris Berman.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of that.
He would make me do things that no human should endure.
Like what?
Well, Chris would often take his shirt off, which that already is enough for a goat to lose his lunch. And any time lunch actually rolled around, we all had to line up in the break room and take turns rubbing barbecue sauce on his boozums.
What a weird ritual.
After we had all done that, we had to line up as Chris stood up on a shaky chair and went air bathroom on our faces.
That's terrible.
And when he would honk his bottom, you could hear it three counties away.
Oh, Deep Throat Informant, please
come back.
Are you
still with us?
Are you, please?
He or she is checking out there. All right, that's our Deep Throat Informant with some accurate information, maybe.